stand by. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the IBM Corporation Tivoli Talk Passport Advantage Strategy and Announcement for Maximo conference call. Today's conference is being recorded. If you experience difficulty getting into the presentation, please same time or email Sarah Molnar at smolnar@us.ibm.com for assistance. Once again, that's smolnar@us.ibm.com. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Victoria McGuire. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you, Jody. Hello, and thank you for joining this Tivoli Talk session as we explain some exciting developments in the Maximo product line. As Jody mentioned, I'm Victoria McGuire. I'm responsible for channel integration for our Maximo partners. Also joining me is Tom Davis, who is responsible for business development for our Maximo channels. As we move into the agenda page on the e-meeting, you see that the topics that we're going to be covering today. I will describe our channel passport strategy and provide a brief introduction to Passport Advantage. Then I'll turn the meeting over to Tom, who will provide a brief overview of the products being announced, as well as giving you an introduction to Partner World. We'll round up with a call to action and then the Q&A session. So moving on past the title page to page number 4, the Tivoli Maximo strategy for Passport is that we are now putting in, we just announced on Tuesday, all the remaining Passport products are now available in Passport Advantage, version 6 and version 7. The Passport Advantage program is IBM customers' expected source for IBM distributed software. The other reason for adding Maximo to our Passport Advantage program is the natural affinity that we have with the Tivoli portfolio, so that now partners can sell across the board Tivoli, other Tivoli products, as well as the Maximo products. We are maintaining the flexible contract terms contract so that our heritage partners can continue to order through that system. So both of those mechanisms are available to you. If we move into page 5, you'll see a timeline here. And if you were present at the August presentation that was done when our first few products were added to Passport, you saw a very similar timeline. We have now added the inclusion of all Maximo products into Passport, announced May 13th. They will be EGA'd, available for download from Passport tomorrow, the 16th. We are now in our third period of transition in this acquisition of MRO, and have continued to maintain our relationship with our heritage partners, giving them information on how to do business with IBM. We are maintaining the FCT relationship, and we are including the products in Passport, so they are available through both channels. Moving on to page 6, our current Maximo partners will continue to have the option to order through FCT. You have the same rights and obligations, you have the same margin structure, the same support structure. Any partner offering first and second level support will continue to buy directly through FCT. You may also sign up for Partner World and go through a value-added distributor, or VAD, to begin buying products through Passport Advantage. If you decide to do that, which we do recommend, then we recommend that you review various profiles of the VADs that are available to you and select one who seems to be the best fit with your requirements. While you are in Partner World, you are qualified also for a couple of Partner World programs known as VAP and SVI, and Tom will take you through the description of those two programs. If you are an existing Partner World program already purchasing products and reselling them through Passport Advantage, you now have access to the Maximo portfolio. The pricing is in line with the Passport pricing for other products, the same tiered model following the same banding. Support is offered through IBM, as with other distributed software. You will need a Maximo certification in order to get the maximum discounts through VAP. Software value incentive also applies to these products. Moving now to page 7, which is our segue into the Passport Advantage program. For those of you who are not familiar with Passport Advantage, this is a very brief overview, and if you need more information, I have links at the end of this segment to guide you into getting more data. So we move into page 8. Passport Advantage is IBM's primary licensing mechanism for distributed software for all five of our software brands. So whether you're selling WebSphere or information management, you would be able to purchase through Passport Advantage. No matter what line of business those products are from, customers will accumulate points. And as they accumulate those points, they can get discounts. And so it is beneficial to them to be able to have all of our products within this purchasing model. Passport Advantage is worldwide. So customers around the world can get it and can take advantage of getting their products through this system. It is certificate-based. What that means is when they place a purchase order through Passport Advantage, they receive a proof of entitlement, naming how many licenses they are entitled to. With that, they are then able to download as many copies as they have purchased. And so they have this right to copy the licenses up to the amount they have purchased. The Passport Advantage has pricing structures for all of our commercial accounts, also for academic or educational accounts, for government, as well as for our general business, which used to be called small and medium business segment. So all of those are accommodated in the Passport Advantage model. We move on to page 9. Continuing this, the order fulfillment is through Passport Advantage authorized business partners, or through IBM.com. The partner sets the final price to the customer when it's purchased through the business partner. IBM.com sells only through the suggested volume price. Our point system, every product that is in Passport is assigned a point value, and as they purchase, they pile up the points and then qualify for additional discounting in the Passport scheme. There are three types of part numbers in Passport Advantage. There is your initial license along with the first 12 months of maintenance. Then there is the maintenance renewal. And for those customers whose maintenance has lapsed, they are able to purchase a reinstatement, which is less costly for them than going back and having to buy a net new license once again. Moving on to the next page. I will now go into some tools and resources that are available to you and to your Passport Advantage customers. Your customer, when they first set up an account, when they first set up an account in Passport, they are able, or IBM sets up an account for them and sends them an ID and a website to go on to. That ID is assigned to the primary person who was named in the initial Passport order. That person can assign IDs to additional people to access the web. And what that does is gives them different authorities. They can assign someone to have full access to the entire customer site, or they can say, well, this is my technical person, and this person will be able to do software downloads and do problem reporting. You could be assigned as one of those IDs for your customer and therefore help them when they have issues relating to the Passport software. Customers are able to access through this site their payment history, product purchase history. They're able to access the downloads, as we mentioned before, and that not only includes their initial purchase, but as they keep their maintenance up to date, they're able to download the upgrades that are also loaded onto their site. If they need another copy of their proof of entitlement, they're able to get that as well off of their Passport Advantage site. They can also order through the site, if they choose, the reorders or additional products there. Of course, we would believe that they would be benefited by going through our business partners, but they do have that option. If we move on to page 12, you'll see some additional tools. When your customer has added you as a technical contact, you're able to help them with assistance through the customer support site. You can submit electronic tickets there, submitting a problem management report. You can also help them with going through the e-customer care site and providing them with assistance through the support handbook. So there's several tools that are available to our customers and to you as Passport enlistees or enrollees. Going on now to page 13. For those of you who do not have a value-added distributor today, they can provide you with quite a bit of assistance. They can help you with sales efforts. They can help you with doing quotes, with helping you with architecting a solution, giving you some pre-sale assistance. They can help with marketing, various marketing programs and funding based on the arrangement that you have with your distributor. They can also help you operationally. To set up a Passport Advantage site, there is an enrollment form that has to be filled in. Your VAD has the access to be able to set that up. So you submit the information to them, and they will handle the mechanics of getting that customer site set up. They also have enablement responsibilities. They will conduct education on various product sets. So there's a lot of value that can be had from a VAD. So if you do not currently have one, we really do suggest that you review the various profiles and sign up with one so that you can get the full benefit of that. We'll move on now. We are now segueing into the products that were announced this week, and I will turn it over to Tom Davis to continue.
Thanks, Victoria. This is Tom Davis. Looking forward to taking you through this. I'm going to cover three net things. What we announced earlier this week on Tuesday in the U.S. and have generally available tomorrow, Friday the 16th. Second, I'm going to take you through when you should use FCT and when you should use PPA. And third, some of the incentive programs that we offer through Passport Advantage. So let's get going. Could someone transfer me to the next page? Thank you very much. So here's what we announced earlier this week, and it will be available on May 17th. Really, we took a major step in taking our Maximo 6.2 products up to a 7.1 platform that really integrates several of our asset management process managers together on a single platform. This is unique in the industry and puts us in a leadership position. It also increases the ease of use and customization and migration capabilities, also adding some additional functionality such as linear asset management, and brings us out with an attractive product that was made for you called Maximo Asset Management Essentials. That is targeted at the general business marketplace, formerly known as SMB, Small Medium Business by IBM, but we use the general business term now. You can use that as a entry point into departments within larger enterprises, or more preferably into general business accounts where we found that the previous offering at times was not appropriate. And we now have a solution that we built with a lot of input from you to deliver to the market. A lot more on this is available in previous Tivoli talks that we did around the launch and some of the new components. We also came out with various add-ons that are listed below. They're listed under C there. The other thing is that we did is we moved both all 6.2 products and 7.1 products in the Maximo portfolio into Passport Advantage. We had previously moved Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Service Request Manager 6.2 into Passport last August. So those are already in there, and we continue to put them in the 7.1 version. Okay? So that's what the remaining solutions are, and we moved them into Passport Advantage. Next chart, please. Thank you. Let's talk real simple about when you should use Passport. Okay? A lot of our partners had FCT agreements with both their clients and between them, us and IBM. And now we enter into the world of a distributor providing value. And Victoria highlighted some of the value elements of what you can expect from your VADs. And I'll reiterate, everything I'm going to present here, your VADs are very familiar with and can provide you more detail beyond this forum and ongoing support. So here, a couple of things in blue that are probably the most important in here. Use PPA only after confirming FCT quote has not been provided. So bottom line is we shouldn't be using both FCT and PPA for a single client. And when you move down to the other reminder in blue there, it causes the need for separate POs and separate sales and ordering and administration, both on our side and on your side, to complete that. So make sure you're using a single vehicle per client if you are in both worlds. Couple things back up there. It's really important if your customer is interested in using the Passport Advantage features, because this is for both us and them, and you, obviously. And the other point here is that only versions 6.2 and 7.1 should be utilized for Passport. Earlier versions should not be. And that's pretty much the summary there. But the important thing is don't lose business because of the administrative vehicle to get this done. Let's listen to our customer preference. Let's talk about when you use FCT on the next page. Thank you. No change if you look at what we had prior to the announcement. When an FCT quote is outstanding, we stay with it. For down-level versions of Maximo, as I just said, you really want to pursue using FCT. And for other entitlements that remain within the FCT structure. And also, a lot of our partners, or several of our partners, are set up with level 1, level 2 support capabilities, so they should continue to use that. That doesn't go away. And then the other thing is, should a customer, once again, customer needs up, if they are, for some reason, are not comfortable with Passport Advantage terms or don't feel that it's to their advantage, we can lead with the FCT agreements. Once again, don't risk 2008 revenue impact, especially in Q2, which is starting to wind down as we enter into June in the coming weeks. Once again, FCT has been the system in use by Maximo partners since transfer of trade. So those are the differences between the two, and hopefully clarity on when they should each be used. As we move on to the next chart, I'm going to move into the incentives. Now, just a few moments before we get into the two programs, the VAP and the SVI. First thing is they're stackable, meaning you can use both. If you use one, you can still use the other. So you add them up and you get a fairly attractive incentive to drive the software business and to help you impact your bottom line. The other thing to emphasize here is certifications. You should be focused on continuing to get implementation certifications. It's a key measurement that IBM and your customers use to validate that you do have the technical depth and knowledge to both sell and implement the solutions. Okay? The other item here that I'll cover is the solution capability. We look to you to add significant value around our products. It helps your margins, brings more value to the clients, and really leverages the things you're invested in. I might have stepped a few steps ahead here, but the Partner World benefits. Partner World is IBM's partner program. It is the umbrella. You need to be enrolled in it. If you're an IBM partner, it's something you have to do. It's very straightforward, and it provides a lot of value to your business, all the way from helping you plan out your business plans and help you close business. The next chart highlights how you get into Partner World. Pretty straightforward. You can follow that link. You want to register your company, and once your company's registered, you actually work with the individual who has signed up for other folks to then get entry into it. That's about it for Partner World. You can read this on your own, but it's very straightforward. Taking 5 minutes maximum to get in there has been my experience when I've gotten in. Now back to the incentives that I highlighted earlier. Let's talk about Value Advantage Plus. Couple things here. This is back to the solution bundling. There's a requirement to get into VAP, and that is to submit a solution, okay? And there's various requirements for this. In order to qualify, you need a certain number of implementation certifications. You need to have sold Maximo Asset Management or a competitive solution. You also need to be presenting references to validate that you have implemented the solution with other clients. Once you qualify and you submit your qualification, you're approved for that, but it only applies each time for the pillar of software that you support. And by pillar or family group is a better word, you'd apply this to enterprise asset management would be one group, storage, security, et cetera. So you really want to focus on the areas you are most competent in bringing in solutions with your services or additional IP such as software. So you can submit for credit on VAP. It's actually a rebate that flows through your VAD that compensates you for having this kind of approach that I think it helps your bottom line as well and brings more value to your clients. So moving on. So what are the qualifications? I just hit on them. I tend to go ahead from time to time. Some of the qualifications. I talked about the first one. At least 30% of the revenue needs to come from your value-added service. You need to be a member of Partner World. That's a consistent message here. And then, like I said, the first three end users you need to have sold the solution to. And then a lot of this goes through our website to be validated. That you all and approve that this is an appropriate VAP solution. And of course, underlining, you need to have a distributor to do this, and the distributor once again can help you sort through this and make sure when you submit, you've really checked all the boxes going forward. A little more about, if we go to the next page. Thank you. Here's an example of what we created back in August for the IT asset management portfolio. We created a solution called SRAM, Service Request and Asset Management. It was really a compilation of Tivoli Asset Management for IT and Service Request Manager. There's a very high affinity of cross-sell on this or bundling of these two solutions. 60% of the time when TAMIT is sold, SRM goes with it. So it should be a solution orientation as these two solutions come together. Once again, we stated a set of requirements for this and a set of competitive solutions to show that you do have domain knowledge even if you were not working with IBM solutions at the time. Okay, and there's some related products, as I said, within that product family that allow you to get credit for them as well at the VAP discounts. We do have a plan to provide a VAP solution for what we just moved into Passport, the Maximo Asset Management portfolio. It's got similar structure as the one we put in August for the IT side, and look forward to that in early 3Q. And get ready. The things I'd say to get ready is to drive certifications. There are ones available for version 6 today, and you will see ones for version 7, again, in the early 3Q time frame. So that's VAP, and the VAP solutions you can look forward to that you can work with. Going on to SVI, Software Value Incentive. Once again, this is really they're in the marketplace and in IBM. We really recognize that partners contribute along the whole sales cycle and implementation cycle, but it may not they may not take it end to end. You may play a role. You may make a significant value-add contribution, and we feel that you should be compensated for that contribution, even if you do not actually resell the software. So that's what this is intended to address. Once again, let's go through the criteria in the bottom left corner. Let me talk through it because it may be a bit of an eye chart for you. Once again, need to be in partner world. There's some certification requirements for SVI, again, underlining the need to get certifications. Requires 3 certs, 2 technical, and 1 technical sales to do that. And then you need to accept the terms and conditions of the agreement. Once again, it's at a competency level, and you need to be certified by brand on what you're actually selling. So back on VAP, it was really around the solution that we developed for you that you need to create your own value around. And for SVI, it's around a pillar of products, not measured by solution wrapping. Okay, so when you submit, where you've got an opportunity, there is an identify phase in the sales cycle and a qualify phase in the sales cycle. Okay, and when you submit that you contributed in those areas, basically you need to log the opportunity that you're engaged in. As quick as you engage and feel like you've identified the opportunity, get on to what's the global partner portal and register that opportunity. Now, obviously, as I said, you need to be certified in that area. Otherwise, it will be rejected. Okay? So this has really got that kind of intent to allow you to get credit for your contribution to the deal. Let's talk about some numbers to get your attention. If you're selling to an IBM-covered account, right, enterprise-size accounts, and you identify the opportunity, you'll get a 5% check from IBM against the end user entitlement price that in most cases goes against the customer's Passport agreement that they have with IBM. Okay, that's 5%. If you qualify the opportunity, again as an enterprise customer, you get an additional 5%. So if you sell to Citibank, for instance, or Bank of Switzerland, you would get 5% for identifying, 5% for qualifying, and that would give you 10%. Now, the kicker on this, or the leverage point, is if you do it to a general business account, SMB account, that is not covered, you would get an additional 5% per identify and qualify. So your total opportunity is 20%. And that's very attractive, we think, and is put in as a best of breed in the industry. So 5% for qualify for identify. An SMB, another 5%, so 10% for identify. In selling, for qualifying, 5% for an enterprise, and an additional 5% if it's in general business. So hopefully that's attractive to you. If we can skip ahead another chart. Or two, one more, please. So I think I've summarized this program hopefully good enough for you. Here's just a summary of where you can get more information on this. The link, some of the deliverables we have to assist you, quick reference cards, self-study courses, of course, PowerPoint presentation, and some online help within the portal. the eligibility information is in there as well as, of course, your Partner World contact. Let me give you some stats here to give you an idea. The minimum deal size on a SBI is about $10,000. It needs to be $10,000 to qualify. The average payout runs about $15,000, and that factors in some pretty significant deals. One more stat I had for you is roughly the number of partners participating in this is about 1,800, both on SBI and BAP. Those are people enrolled. The number of people actually, or partners actually implementing it and leveraging it is obviously a subset of that. Let's go to the next page and wrap up what we think your call to action is. These I've covered, so sign up at Partner World. Learn a lot more about Value Advantage Plus. Learn about SVI. These are the elements that help your bottom line, and as I said, help bring more value to your clients. And then for extra assistance, I'd really say work with your VAD, your value-added distributor, to share what your business is about, tell them about your solutions, get some validation that these will get through, get familiar with how to apply, get qualified and how to apply for these credits. And then once again, we've got some Tivoli talks that really round this out about more information about the product. Products we announced, some of the terms and conditions around the products, and then we've got actually a deep dive on Maximo Essentials that's already been broadcasted, and there's an upcoming one on CCMDB, Tivoli Asset Management for IT, and Service Request Manager, all on that 7-1 platform. So with that, I think we turn to, is there anything on the next page? I don't think so. I think we open this up for questions. Here's some of the key contacts that were on the previous page. Both folks in your geography, so Matt Simmons, Mark Dooling, and Ken Filippa. Matt and Mark are in the U.S., and Ken Filippa is in Canada. Colleague in the northeastern part of Europe is David Judge, and owner has the southwest part of Europe, and as well as the contacts for myself and Victoria. At this point, why don't I turn it over to Kimberly to field any questions you might have, be it through the phone calling in or over the web. Kimberly?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question about today's program, please press star 1 on your telephone keypads now. If you're using a speakerphone, please be sure your mute button is turned off. We will take as many questions as time permits and proceed in the order in which you signal us. Once again, that is star 1, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond. We'll take our first question from Gene Carboneau of CIM Maintenance.
Hi, Tom. It's Jean Charbonneau speaking.
Hello, Jean. How are you?
Fine. Tom, about the partners who currently do the Level 1 and Level 2 support through FCT, when it's a deal through Passport, what I understand is it's going through IBM. So what's happening with the current support that we have? Will it eventually all go to Passport Advantage?
Well, at this point in time, John, we're going to continue to support the FCT model. It's too important to your business, and you're too important to our business. So I would continue on as you operate today in FCT and evaluate the benefits of Partner World and make a decision as to what is best for you. Currently in Partner World, we do not provide the opportunity for you to provide that support. So if that's important to your business, stay with it.
Okay.
Does that help?
Thank you.
You got it.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for another moment. And we'll go now to Mike Popovic of the Createch Group.
If my question is, Tom, the Value Advantage Plus and the software value incentives, is that only available through Passport? And if you're sticking around with the FCT, is it not available to you?
Correct. It is a Partner World program, Mike, that is only available to those in Passport, in Partner World, leveraging Passport Advantage.
Okay. Thank you.
And it's not part of FCT. You're welcome, Mike.
I will go now to Matt Logston of Cohesive.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, hey, I just was wondering if someone has purchased under FCT, would they renew under FCT, or would they be able to do that under Passport Advantage?
That's going to depend on what level they currently have. If they are still, for example, at version 4 or 5, they would need to upgrade through FCT until they get to version 6, and then they can upgrade through Passport Advantage.
So as long as they're going to be on 6 or 7, they can renew under Passport Advantage independent of how they originally purchased?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. And then as far as the certification goes, is there a different certification for the EAM brand of products versus the IT asset management, or do you just consider it all asset management and trained on one and certified on one as certified on all?
I can take that one, Victoria. They are unique certifications, very common, obviously, because of the Maximo base that they both run on, but they are unique certifications. Right now there is a version 6 certification for Maximo, for EAM, and there is another certification for IT. We will enhance those as we put them out for version 7 after in 3Q.
Okay, thanks. That's it. Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, as a final reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question. We'll pause for just one more moment.
This is Liz Merrill. Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Hi. I just wanted to follow up on the question from Cohesive. In terms of end users and whether they're in FCT and Passport, you know, once they meet that upgrade requirement, I think it's really up to the end user to decide whether they want, you know, whether it's to their advantage to continue to work in the FCT offering or to move to Passport. But our relationship, you know, remains consistent with you. So, you know, if your end users determine they want to go to Passport, then, you know, obviously it's their decision. I don't know if that helps clarify, you know, how we would straddle the systems or the offerings. But I thought I would raise that point.
And it appears that we have no further questions. Mr. Davis, I'd like to turn the conference back to you for any additional or closing remarks.
Great. Thank you, Kimberly. Well, I hope this was of value to you, and I appreciate the interactivity. Once again, we're all excited. Let me take the big picture here. We're all excited about bringing this new 7.1 version out to you, putting it in Passport, which I think will help you in terms of, for those partners who came over while working with MRO, to get more a feel for how IBM operates and some of the value we provide through Passport Advantage. We're at 2Q. We're in the second half today. We've got Pulse Up starting over the weekend, and hope many of you can join us. We're really excited about the momentum that you have built for us. And hopefully there was clarity here. But to wrap it up, I think please go out today. Join Partner World if you haven't. Consult some of your channel sales team that's on this call for VADs if you so need it. But get a relationship with your VADs. And this is all if you're going to pursue the Passport Advantage model. So thanks so much. I want to thank Victoria and Kimberly and Liz and the rest of the team. And if there's nothing else, we'll wish you the best.
This does conclude today's conference. We do appreciate you joining us today and hope that you have a lovely rest of your day.